This is the news in brief from the United Nations. As Ukraine's Children's Day celebrations on Thursday were marred by the death of a girl alongside other civilians in a Russian missile attack in Kyiv, the UN's top humanitarian official in the country, Denise Brown, said that she was shocked and saddened by the incident. She expressed her sympathy to the families of over 1,500 children killed and injured in Ukraine since Russia's full-scale invasion began 15 months ago. She added that the UN continued to follow closely reports of Ukrainian children being forcibly sent to Russia. The UN-appointed Independent Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine said in March that cases of transfer and deportation which it had examined amounted to war crimes. That same month, the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine released a report documenting cases of children subjected to forced transfers, arbitrary detention, enforced disappearance, torture, and ill treatment. Ms. Brown also highlighted the devastating impact of the war on the mental health and well-being of children, including millions who have had to flee for their lives. She pledged the humanitarian community's support to Ukraine children for as long as it is necessary. The World Meteorological Organization, WMO, the UN's agency for weather, water, and the climate, chose Celeste Saulo of Argentina as its new leader on Thursday. Currently WMO's first vice president and director of the Argentinian National Meteorological Service, she will be the first woman to head the 150-year-old agency when she takes office in January. Ms. Saulo won the required two-thirds of the vote at the World Meteorological Congress, the General Assembly of WMO's 193 member states and territories, which concludes this week. Ms. Saulo will be taking over from current WMO Secretary General Petteri Talas at a time of unprecedented climate change challenges. WMO's Congress has also just approved a new global greenhouse gas tracking network and strengthened the agency's focus on research and investment around ice sheet and glacier melt. The first ever UN-backed database of information from a single trusted source on psychoactive drugs and their public health risks is now freely available online, the World Health Organization, WHO, announced on Thursday. The repository from WHO's Expert Committee on Drug Dependence is a key resource for health professionals, drug policy experts, and policymakers, with reports covering over 450 substances, WHO said. Psychoactive drugs kill 500,000 people every year, and according to the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, over 280 million people worldwide used drugs in 2020, a 26% increase over the previous decade. WHO said that sharing scientific and medical expertise through the new database can inform effective public health responses relating to drugs and help improve substance detection and the clinical treatment of overdoses. The database will also help professionals source information on the therapeutic uses of psychoactive drugs. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.